until I get out of this neighborhood. It looks like the bomb in the hospital. If I get far enough away from it, holy smokes, the thing almost shaved my head.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 25, When the Bombs Fall.
I'm trying to find a friend of mine. His name is Ryan Daly.
Listen, kid, if you looked outside lately, Chicago has just turned into a war zone. I don't got time to look for a kid.
But he was...
I don't care, okay? I don't care. I got more important things to take care of right now.
So what'd he say?
He said he don't care.
I told you.
Yeah, you told me what not to do, now tell me what we're supposed to do.
I don't know. I just know I don't need the police snooping around here.
Come on, you guys, take it easy. If we're gonna find Ryan, we gotta keep our heads screwed on straight.
Well, maybe he went to where he keeps a stash of Bibles.
And where's that?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. He never told nobody.
I was with him when we started collecting them, but he never showed me where he brought them.
Okay, all right. Let's start over.
Square one.
Ryan takes off early to go to the hospital.
Taking his bike.
Nobody saw him at the hospital.
Nobody that's still alive.
Maybe he never made it there.
It ain't that far away. He could have ridden there in an hour.
But hang on. I just thought of something.
What?
Well, when Haya and I got there to see your mom, we parked in the outside parking lot, not in the ramp.
Yeah.
We walked right past this big bike rack. Ryan's bike wasn't there.
Are you sure?
Totally. There were no bikes there at all.
How long was that before the bombing started?
Right before. I mean, it wasn't there when we left either, and that was only a few minutes before the bomb hit.
Could he have ditched his bike someplace, though?
What is it with you? You talk like you want him to be dead.
I just
want to
be sure, man. I already lost one friend today, okay? I don't want to lose another.
Okay, we agree. Okay, but we gotta calm down. Let's just figure that he's alive somewhere between here and the hospital, okay?
Yeah.
Fine. That'll give us a place to start.
I can't hear anything. What is that?
Hey, my bike!
Get out of the road!
Dude, get your van off my bike!
I'll take care of it.
Don't you let him
Don't
take
you worry about it!
Oh, come on, the handlebars are stuck under your bumper!
Just get out of the way!
Oh, man, look, it's all bent off. How am I supposed to ride it home now?
Why don't you ask whoever's dropping all them bombs?
Yeah, the bomb didn't land on my bike. Your van did.
Yeah, well, hang on. I'll shed a tear for you here if you give me a second.
Hey, would you quit messing around?
What are you guys going to do about my bike?
Hey, beat it, kid.
Beat it. Look, hit and run is a felony, and I got your license
number.
We
don't need this, Sparky.
All right, I'll take care of it. Okay, what do we got? $100, $200.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, my wallet's in the back. Come here.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, 200. Right in here.
Whoa, who's the kid with the bag over
there? In your gun!
What do you think you're
Good
doing?
One, boy.
Just get over there!
Come on, what do you guys think you're doing? You can't
Shut
just
up!
Throw me
Great plan, Brainiac. We got hired to grab one kid. What's gonna happen when we show up with two?
We explained it was a 2-for-1 deal on kids today.
Oh, that's great. That's hilarious. You know, we're gonna die and you make jokes.
Nobody's gonna kill us. You don't even gotta know. Shut up, Nabonius!
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Yeah, see ya.
What's up?
Mark's gonna try to hack into the hospital's computers to see if Ryan's name pops up anywhere.
Oh.
I don't think he was at the hospital.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, just the feeling.
Either way, Mark can check that out while we look around.
Has been decimated today by attacks on global community forces. Most of the aggression has been focused on the eastern coast, though scattered bombing has been reported in the Chicago area.
Whoa! Must have been one of them scattered bombs!
And early reports indicate that President Fitzhugh has been killed.
Holy cow!
I didn't vote for him.
I can't help but be amazed at the destruction and loss of life. As I look out over the city, the only thing I could even compare it to is newsreel footage from World War II, cities like Dresden and Berlin. It's just staggering. I'm seeking
That's enough of that.
Hey, I want to hear that.
What do you care?
I want to know if they're dropping nuclear bombs or not.
They ain't gonna drop nukes on civilians.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, after all, they don't...
What was that?
Look. Look behind us.
Oh, mama! Was that at the airport?
This is perfect.
What?
Even if this Staley guy calls the cops, with all this hoo-ha going on, they ain't gonna go looking for no kid.
Two kids.
I told you. You don't gotta worry about the other one. I'll take care of him.
You guys see anything?
No.
There was only one doctor that would even talk to us. No kids anywhere, he said.
Before he told us to get out.
Well, sounds like you learned more than I did.
This ain't right. He wasn't here.
Fabulous, Lionel. Let me know the moment you can prove that, okay?
Man, I just...
Nobody wants to find him hurt, Lionel.
I know that. I just think y'all are barking up the wrong tree.
Hey, that's an interesting way to say that.
What?
Judd, what are you thinking?
Hang on. I'm getting an idea here.
Oh, please let it be a good one.
It is. It is. Come on. We gotta get home.
All right, now take two steps forward, both of you. Mattress is on the floor to your right. There's a bag with some chow in it there, too. Yeah. Hold still, I'll take care of that.
Ow, dude, that hurts.
I could leave it on for the rest of your short life. How would you like that?
No, actually, it feels better already. So can you do something about the light in here? I can't see squat.
You don't need to see nothing.
Ow! Does it make you feel good to terrorize children?
Hey, you're a girl.
And you must be the smartest kid in your class. Of course I'm a girl.
Right, give me a break. I can't even see you.
Aren't you two like peas and carrots? This'll be great.
I'm glad you think so, because as soon as my dad finds out who you are, he'll have your head stuffed and mounted in his drawing room.
Ah, shut up already. You're giving me a headache. Now, like I said, the food is on the mattress, and I don't want to hear a peep out of neither of you.
Peep.
Why, I oughta!
Man, it would've been nice if they'd sprung for a light bulb.
Oh, of all the nonsense.
What?
It's bad enough being kidnapped by these hayseeds. Now they expect me to share a room.
Oh, that's too bad.
What's too bad?
Well, I was just about to feel sorry for you.
I don't need your pity. My father will have me out of here soon enough.
Great, then I get the room to myself.
Who are you, anyway?
My name's Ryan.
Well, Ryan, I wish that I could say that it's nice to meet you, but under the circumstances, I can't.
Bummer. So you got a name?
Yes, I got a name. Darian. Darian Staley.
Darian, huh? Yeah, see, I took you more for an Ashley or an Elspeth.
Funny, I took you for a Cletus.
Hey, how'd you guess my middle name?
Where are we?
I'm guessing we're still in Chicago.
But we were in that van so long.
I know, I think they just wanted to make us think we were heading to Wisconsin or Indiana.
Not on a dare. Chicago is bad enough.
What do we got against Chicago?
Besides, let's see, the violence, the dirt, the noise. Oh, nothing, I guess.
Well, living out in the suburbs didn't seem to help you any.
I was at the riding stables. They must have planned to abduct me there all along.
Okay, that's helping.
What are you talking about?
Well, see, I was picking up this little bit of funky barnyard kind of odor thing. I was pretty sure it wasn't me.
Get me out of here! I can't stand it!
What's going on in here?
You can't leave me in here with this moron.
What? You made me come up here to listen to you whine?
Yeah, she's used to getting her own way.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, not today.
My father won't like this at all.
Who cares?
Nice job. You know, I think they may just let us go now.
You think you can do better?
Well, maybe not, but I can get this room a little light.
How are you gonna do that?
With this flashlight.
You had that with you the whole time?
No, I noticed it when the little guy opened the door. They must have set it down when they first brought us in. So, are you hungry?
Not for any of that. That's disgusting.
It's just cold. I've eaten cold hamburgers before.
Oh, I think I'm going to Upchuck.
Why?
I can't believe you would eat that.
It's still kind of warm.
It's meat.
Yeah, what, you don't eat meat?
No.
Well, that's too bad. There's no veggies in this bag here.
I'll go hungry, thanks.
Suit yourself.
Don't you realize that animals and people are the same? Just because we have opposable thumbs and the ability to speak doesn't mean we can eat everyone else.
Well, you're forgetting one very important thing.
What's that?
Cows, pigs, and chickens, and turkeys, they taste good.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna upchuck.
Wait till I'm done eating, will ya?
Not bad, Judd. This is just my work.
Yeah, I hope so. If Phoenix can pick up on Ryan's scent from this shirt of his, there's a good chance he could lead us right to him.
Guys, he's not a bloodhound.
I know, but he's spent a lot of time with Ryan.
And Ryan is the one that usually feeds him.
This just seems pretty weak.
It's better than doing nothing.
Mark and John ain't found nothing in any hospitals yet. What have we got to lose?
I don't know.
And I ain't ready to just give up.
Excuse me, is that your dog or another stray?
This is our dog. Why?
Might want to pick someplace else to walk him. There's a lot of broken glass around here.
We're just looking for a friend.
Was he near the hospital?
No, we're pretty sure he wasn't.
Oh, good thing.
Maybe you seen him, but yay tall, blonde hair.
Riding a bike?
Yeah, red mountain bike.
He went up that way, up the hill.
You saw him?
Yeah, a few hours ago.
Was he okay?
He seemed to be okay.
That's Ryan.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Stay out of trouble.
Yeah. All right, now we have a direction to start in, guys. Lionel, give me that t-shirt.
Here.
Get a good whip, boy.
All right, Phoenix, go find Ryan.
Whoa. Dude, I think he's gonna break the leash.
I think he's gonna pull my arm off. Whoa!
What are you doing now?
I'm trying to figure out if I can get this window open.
Looks like they're painted on the outside.
Well, maybe there's a fire escape out there. If I just knew where we were...
Why don't you just wait for my father to get us out of here?
Look, your father might get you out, but why would he take me with?
Well, I'll tell him you're my friend. It's good karma.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in karma. Besides, I gotta look at their faces. I can identify them.
They were wearing masks when they grabbed me.
Yeah, exactly. These bozos aren't gonna just let me go.
So, what are you gonna do?
Pray. A lot.
No, seriously? You need a plan?
Well, right now, that is my plan.
Look, that's Ryan's bike!
That was his bike. Looks like Andre the Giant made it into a pretzel.
Something must have hit it.
I hope he wasn't on it.
Check out these skid marks. Someone stopped off of fast.
Easy, easy, boy. He's not going anywhere.
Maybe this is where the trail ends.
I don't get it.
Come on, let's think this through. All right, Ryan's on his bike. A car comes cruising by. And what? Does it hit him?
It don't look like it got hit. It looks like something parked on the bike.
Maybe whoever was in the car helped him.
They sure didn't bring him to the hospital. Nobody there seen him.
Then what happened?
Well, maybe whoever parked on the bike gave him a ride home.
Except he's not at home.
Hey, check out that house there.
The one with the lady watching us?
Yeah, she's been eyeballing us since we got here.
Probably just a nosy parker. Every neighborhood's got one.
Yeah? Well, maybe she's been watching for a while.
Leave me alone.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm looking for a friend.
She's not here.
I know. His bike is out on the road.
There's evil out there. Evil, I tell you.
What?
All those people disappear. It's evil. Then that Carpathia takes over. Now they're dropping bombs, and they hate cats. They take away all the cat food.
What does cat food have to do with the...
They want control. Like squirrels. First it was little animals. Now they're grabbing kids off the streets. It's evil.
Did you see them taking kids?
Kids taken in their rusty white van. Throw them right in the back of the van. Sometimes they trick them with candy. Lots of...
Did you see them take anyone today?
They take them right off their bicycles. They drive right on top of the bicycle so kids can't ride away.
Did you see the license plate?
They take them and brainwash them, turn them into an army of robots. Ship them off to collect cats.
Ma'am!
And we can't help them. The cats aren't safe anymore. Nowhere. We can't help them, cats. We can't help them. We can't.
are you doing?
I'm meditating. It gets me in touch with myself and my surroundings.
Yeah, I'm okay not being in touch with my surroundings right now.
I could see that. You've been asleep for a while.
Just trying to stay fresh.
Sleeping is good. That's when you dream.
Yeah.
Dreams tell us a lot about ourselves. They're a window to the soul.
Really? I thought that was our eyes.
My parents had me go to a psychic once. I told her all about my dreams, and she told me my life was going to be filled with tranquility.
Well, she ain't exactly betting 1,000 right now, is she?
So, what's your plan?
Encourage Huey and Dewey over there to let us stay alive a little longer. At least until I figure out how to escape.
Don't worry about them hurting you. I'll just demand that they don't harm you.
Wow, why didn't I think of that? You know, when they duct taped me and threw me in the back of their van, I should have just demanded that they let me go. I'm sure that they would have been so impressed with my maturity that they would have just let me go.
Funny.
Look, Darian, these guys, they don't care how much money you got. All they care is how much money they can get.
My dad will pay anything to get me back.
Then you got nothing to worry about.
My dad will get me. You'll see.
So what does your dad do?
He works for the global community.
Great, figures.
After the disappearances, we got sent here. I was hoping we'd end up out east someplace.
Your dad works for Carpathia?
Yes, in fact, he's met him several times.
So, did anyone you know disappear?
Just my aunt and uncle. No big loss, though.
Why do you say that?
There were a couple of religious wackos.
Hey, this country was founded by religious wackos.
They weren't living in this country. They moved to Europe a few years ago and got mixed up with some weird religious group. They were always telling my mom and dad that they should be reading the Bible and going to church and stuff.
Your dad didn't buy into it?
Well, we've got open minds, but those two were so narrow in their thinking. If you didn't believe what they believed, you were going to hell.
So, what do you believe?
I believe in the unity of all living things. God is in us and all that exists.
But you're a vegetarian.
So?
Well, when you eat a carrot, aren't you eating God?
I believe in the Enigma Babylon One World faith. They take the best of all belief systems and don't try to hurt people, like my aunt and uncle.
You didn't say they hurt you.
They were always scaring us, telling us we were going to hell.
Shh.
What does that mean?
It means I better come up with something. Quick.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one that threw him in the van. I wasn't about to let him get away after he saw us.
Then you can be the one to get rid of him.
Fine. Proving that you are such a gutless weasel.
Hey! We are getting paid to hold on to the girl, not babysit some smart-mouth punk.
I know that. But this kid, he can identify us. He's seen our faces.
I don't like this.
You don't gotta like it. But one way or another, this kid has gotta get whacked.
I don't know what to tell you, Judd. You don't have much to go on.
It's a start.
Not really. Do you have any idea how many rusty white vans there are in northern Illinois?
I guess. I just can't sit here and do nothing.
I'll fill out a missing persons report as soon as I can. I gotta tell you, though, with everything going on right now, I can't promise anything.
Better than nothing, I guess.
Well, just hang tight. Oh, and my wife wanted me to tell you she's still praying for you.
Yeah. We're all praying for you, Tom.
Stop yet. Listen, I gotta go.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Keep me posted.
See ya.
That didn't sound promising.
What'd he say?
He's gonna fill out a missing person report for all the good that'll do.
Oh, super.
Looks like we're gonna have to find Ryan some other way.
All right, kid, let's go.
What?
We're going for a little ride.
My father will be very upset if you hurt him.
We ain't gonna hurt him.
Okay, then why am I worried?
Beats me, kid. Now move it!
Nice.
What?
After all the driving around before, we're still only in Chicago.
Relax, kid.
Hey, as long as we're here, maybe we could catch a Bulls game.
Sorry, kid. I'm a football fan. The season don't start for a while.
You like boats, Sparky?
Boats?
Yeah, boats. The things that go in the water.
Yeah, I like boats.
How about submarines, the things that go under the water?
I've never been on one.
You ever been under the water?
Well, I can swim, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, yeah? Can you swim with your hands and feet tied up?
And a whole bunch of rocks in your pocket?
I got a feeling I'm gonna find out, huh?
Smart kid.
Smarter than you.
Yeah, well, what do you want? I'm from a broken home.
You don't even know who I am. I mean, I know why you grabbed Darian, but... now you want to kill me without even finding out what I'm worth?
Because you ain't worth squat.
You done any research?
Are you saying you're worth something money-wise?
Are you kidding?
He's just running his yipper. He ain't nothing.
I got you guys figured out.
What are you talking about?
You guys haven't even talked to Darian's folks. You're obviously working for somebody else.
So?
So you got no control over anything.
We're getting paid for the risk we take.
What are you getting paid? Like $50,000, $100,000? That's nothing compared to what our parents will pay you.
This ain't about the money. Our boss just wants Staley
to... Whoa. Shut up over there, huh? He ain't gotta know nothing about that.
Look, all I'm saying is your boss is gonna pay you chicken feed for grabbing Darian, but you guys are gonna throw away the goose that lays golden eggs.
I can't even listen to this kid the way he talks.
No, you saying we can get more money for you?
Now you're catching on.
Come on, let's get this over with.
Hold it, what if he's on the level?
Then I'll feel real bad tomorrow for croaking him today. Now come on, drive out to the pier. You can open the door and shove him out. Sorry, kid, but you were in the wrong place.
Yeah, story of my life.
I got it. Hello? Hiya. Yeah? You're kidding. Okay, we'll be right there.
What's that all about?
It was Hiya. She said she's been going through some of Bruce's computer stuff.
Yeah,
she said she thinks she knows where Ryan is.
I hope we're not too late.
Let's go.
Begging for light, longing for shelter. Heart on the edge, wanting to hedge, racing disaster. But I'm sensing you standing next to me, telling me all that I can be if I just hold out until you spread.
Based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.